Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this half hour, former President Trump will be on the primary ballot in Colorado tomorrow after the Supreme Court ruled against the state's attempts to remove him as an option. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with details. Amy?
Maria, this was really the court telling states they can't bar anyone from a federal election. That's according to KSL legal analyst Greg Skordis.
The only issue that was decided today was whether or not states could preclude federal officers from appearing on their ballots if they had engaged in things like an insurrection. And they decided that that was not in the state's jurisdiction. They could not do that.
Skordis says this means other states that are trying the same thing will have to fall in line. That includes Illinois and Maine. This comes just a day before the Super Tuesday primary. The case is separate, though, from former President Donald Trump's criminal case, which has yet to be decided. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City police are calling yesterday's workplace shooting at Varick's Imaging a murder-suicide. The victim in the case was 61-year-old Hay Lee. Officers say the gunman was 55-year-old Miller Binn. Salt Lake City police spokesman Brent Weisberg says they have victim advocates working with other employees who were on the site at the time.
When there is workplace violence, that can have an emotional toll on them, a very profound impact on them. That's why we want to make sure that our social workers and our victim advocates are on scene to help them.
The case is still under investigation. Police are asking anyone with information to let them know. A South Salt Lake 18-year-old is facing a murder charge after a fight between friends ended in gunshots. Police say the 17-year-old was killed inside Anthony Woodrow's home, and Woodrow was under the influence at the time of the shooting. Woodrow told police he was afraid of being attacked. A missionary for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has died in New Jersey after a medical problem. A spokesperson for the church says Elder Mac Jared Chappell became unresponsive over the weekend and couldn't be revived. It's unclear what the medical emergency was. The 19-year-old was from Sugar City, Idaho. The Gun Violence Prevention Center of Utah is urging Governor Cox to veto the bill that would give school teachers an incentive to carry a firearm. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera reports.
House Bill 119, also known as the School Employee Firearm Possession Amendments, awaits the governor's signature.
This bill was rushed through the process at the end of the session with barely any discussion.
That was Nancy Halden with the center, who said community members were allowed 30 seconds to speak at the committee hearing. Senia Maile of West Valley, whose cousins were killed in a shooting outside of Hunter High in 2022, spoke against the bill.
My brothers have not been the first in our community to fall victim to gun violence, and they will not be the last if we continue to enact dangerous and senseless laws like these.
Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. Nikki Haley is the first woman to win a Republican primary. She scored a victory in Washington, D.C. this weekend, but she still has a lot riding on Super Tuesday. Here's ABC's Jay O'Brien.
Nikki Haley, again, as we go into Super Tuesday tomorrow, where states like where I'm standing, Virginia, will go to the polls for their primary. Nikki Haley is trying to make the case to Republican moderates that there are enough moderates like them that are over Trump to actually pose a significant threat to Trump's candidacy in the general. But Trump is beating Nikki Haley by double digits in this state and every single Super Tuesday state.
Utahns will also caucus tomorrow. At last check, Trump was ahead of Haley in the polls in the Beehive State. Unless U.S. Supreme Court steps in, Texas's new immigration law will take effect on March 9th. ABC's Jim Ryan says SB 4 has been the subject of back-and-forth legal rulings over the past week.
The new state law allows local police to do a job historically reserved for federal customs agents, arresting and detaining people who may be in the country illegally. A federal judge last week blocked implementation of the statute, but an appeals court over the weekend reversed his decision. Next stop, the U.S. Supreme Court.
The law was originally set to go into effect tomorrow. Now the law remains blocked until March 9th unless the Supreme Court keeps it on hold. Other national stories KSL is following this hour. A guilty plea this morning in the case that saw highly classified military documents on social media last year. ABC's Mike DeBusky has more.
The guilty plea carries with it a prison sentence of 16 years. But as part of the agreement, prosecutors will not charge Jack Teixeira with additional counts under the Espionage Act. The Massachusetts Air National Guardsman used his top secret security clearance to access sensitive military intelligence, including information about the war in Ukraine.
Teixeira has also been ordered to give back any sensitive materials that might remain in his possession. Hundreds of Utah's National Guard troops are headed to Africa. This is the unit's largest deployment in more than a decade. The nearly 300 soldiers will be gone for a year, based in out of Djibouti and working multiple jobs in operations, communications, logistics, and maneuver support. First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky Meese.
Good afternoon, Maria. Valley Freeway traffic looking pretty good. Higher elevations. I'm looking at a live shot of Big Cottonwood Canyon where we have flurries and road snow accumulation plus a possible accident. 7800 South, 3800 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
Spend time with KSL News Radio and get a deeper understanding of the world around us.
I do listen to KSL so much because you've got voices like Boyd Matheson.
I listen to him every day.
You can trust him.
Inside Sources, weekdays 1 to 3
on KSL News Radio.
There are products that offer up to a 20% upfront bonus just for opening an account and up to 12% per year for retirement income. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and I've heard from other advisors saying this is too good to be true. No, it's not. We are one of the few who can offer products like these because we're independent. We're not registered with a broker-dealer who tells us what we have to sell, and we don't have to answer to a board of directors who prioritize shareholders over clients. So, is an upfront bonus up to 20% and 12% per year growth for income too good to be true? For most advisors, yes, but not Trajan Wealth. The fact that many of our clients come from other financial advisors is a testament to our value. Experience the Trajan Wealth difference for yourself. Call 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600.
Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance.
Manuel Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name in the Salt Lake area for over 100 years. Since 1920, we have provided plumbing, heating, and air conditioning services in our area. Hello, I'm Brian Jackson, fourth generation of our family-owned and operated business. We promise to provide honest service, competitive pricing, and the most knowledgeable plumbers, technicians, and sales staff around. The next time you're in need of any plumbing, heating, or air conditioning service or repairs, call the company you can trust. Call Manuel Plumbing and Heating today, 801-262-4671.
Do you enjoy fishing, hunting, or just soaking in the beautiful outdoors? Then you need to check out the KSL Outdoors Show, airing Saturdays at 6:30 p.m. and midnight on KSL 5 TV. Outdoors with me, Adam Eagle, is a unique show that takes viewers on a journey through Utah's beautiful backcountry. Watch it live every weekend or find the Outdoor Show on YouTube, KSLOutdoors.com, Facebook, and Instagram. It's the KSL Outdoors Show, brought to you by Camp Chef.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top local story. Salt Lake City Police are calling this weekend's workplace shooting at Varex Imaging a murder-suicide. They say the victim has been identified as 61-year-old Hay Lee, and the gunman was 55-year-old Miller Bin. KSL News Time, 1208. Governor Cox is praising the new funding from the legislature to help the homeless population in the state, even though it was less than he originally asked for. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit has more.
What was hoped to be a $193 million budget would only wind up being $66.2 million, with nearly 51% of that going towards shelter investments. The rest is divvied to homelessness prevention and behavioral health investments. Now, Governor Cox applauds the final budget, but homeless advocates say if the state can approve $167 million to the future of Utah's sporting scene, then they can also make comparable investments towards homelessness and housing costs. Michael Kimmitt, KSL News Radio.
Food pantries are seeing a spike in the number of people that they are serving, and many say they are running low on supplies. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson has more.
Glenn Bailey from the Crossroads Urban Center says in January they served nearly 11,000 people, but the year prior it was just over 3,000.
This is something that seems to be happening to pantries all over the state, so it's not isolated to
Crossroads or to Salt Lake. It seems to be a crisis that's affecting people all over Utah.
Bailey believes high housing costs and food costs, as well as the loss of pandemic-era benefits, are to blame. They and many other food banks across the state are asking for food donations so they can keep their shelves stocked. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
Green lights are lasting a little longer in parts of northern Utah County to help ease traffic congestion. KSL News Radio's Emma Keddington has more.
The Utah Department of Transportation is extending the length of green lights on major commuter roads in Lehigh. These roads are 2100 North, Pioneer Crossing, and Redwood Road. This is meant to ease traffic for an area that's experienced major growth. More than 60,000 people have moved into the area in the last 3 years.
Right now, the lights will be extended for the evening commute, but by March 12th, UDOT plans to do the same for the morning commute. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Any trouble spots, Ricky?
Yeah, still seeing some snow flurries off and on along the Wasatch Front, including Big Cottonwood Canyon, where I just watched a snowplow go through, plow that road again. So they are still dealing with some road snow accumulation, especially in the higher elevation. But we don't have any word, official word, that restrictions are being placed on Big and Little Cottonwood again. So you're good to travel those canyon roads. Now we do have an accident called out 3800 West, about 7800 South. Also possible trouble in traffic downtown at North Temple and 100 West. Get Mr. Mack's Performance Missionary Package. It includes one performance suit, four end collar, stretch shirts, three ties, one mission belt, one pair of Echo or Johnston & Murphy shoes, just $595. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Another chilly March day on tap, high of only 38 with a chance for snow showers. Overnight, we'll drop off to 26. Tomorrow, 46, partly cloudy skies. Maybe another chance for some showers on Wednesday, but warmer, 51. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 35 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, and still to come on Utah's new news. Supreme Court says former President Trump can stay on Colorado's ballot. We'll break down their decision next on KSL News Radio and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station. One of the most challenging things about losing weight is like you're working out hard and that scale just barely moves. But Salt Lake City Fat Loss is designed a plan for me that is quickly melting off that stored fat that I've been carrying around. And I'm not talking about some crazy fad diet either. I've lost more than 19 pounds in just 5 weeks eating a healthy combination of foods. 19 pounds, more than 3 inches off my waist, more than a full dress size. There are no expensive prepackaged meals, no surgery, no injections. There's just an easy-to-follow plan which strategically combines foods to help you burn your stored fat. Plus, you will love their app, which gives you a quick 1 minute inspirational video each morning. And that's just what I love the most. It has a lot of great features. Check it out for yourself. Just go to slcfatloss.com to schedule your free consultation. You can do it in person or virtually. And many of their clients lose 20 to 30 pounds in about a month or two. That's up to a pound per day. Call 801-450-1882 or go to slcfatloss.com. That's slcfatloss.com.
I just elevated my checking account with Utah Community Credit Union. Tim, I'm so blown away at what I get with my elevated checking account at UCCU. I get so many benefits. I get cell phone protection and roadside assistance. The one that blows me away the most is telehealth. I actually get zero copay telehealth with my checking account from UCCU.
Did you know you also get a 0.25% loan discount? It's one of the many things. And if you like to travel or you're on the road quite a bit, a free ATM nationwide. 30,000 ATM locations that you can use while you're out.
Utah basketball star Walker Kessler and Utah Community Credit Union have come together to announce this brand new elevated checking account with more benefits, more savings, more online protections than ever before.
Yeah, there's even something for dark web monitoring, which I have never heard of before, but you can find out more by just going to uccu.com.
And open an elevated checking account online or stop by any branch.
UCCU, you're going to love where you bank.
They say it takes 10,000 hours to become an expert. You may not have that kind of time for weatherization, energy efficiency, and appliance rebates, but we do. Dominion Energy's ThermWise program has experts who know where and how to save money. They help homeowners and businesses find simple ways to conserve natural gas and rebates through upgrades that may help to save even more. We put our energy into helping you conserve it, so you can spend your 10,000 hours becoming an expert in what matters to you. Start with a home energy plan at thermwise.com.
Good morning. I'm the 40% off window company.
40% off? Of what?
Hey, 40% off.
Yeah, I'll bet it's your biggest sale of the year. This week only, because you need a model home in our neighborhood.
Well,
nothing. It's baloney. Hi, this is Kathy.
And Doug of Window World. When you hear those things, you know you've entered the baloney zone.
Resist the force of the baloney zone.
Find Window World online at windowworldutah.com.
Or call Window World at 281-8111. That's 281-8111.
And that's no baloney.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the weekend storm hit most of the state with more than a foot of snow in the mountains, bringing Utah to its winter average of snow water a month early. I'm KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla.
Second, the Gun Violence Prevention Center is asking Governor Cox to veto a bill that would give school teachers an incentive to carry a firearm. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
Plows out in Big Cottonwood Canyon, but that road is still icy and dicey. An accident reported in West Jordan, 7800 South, 3800 West. Ricky Meeson, the KSL Traffic Center.
Cold with snow showers today, high of only 38. I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 36 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national story.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The Supreme Court says Donald Trump will stay on the ballot in Colorado, one of tomorrow's Super Tuesday states.
From Mar-a-Lago, the former president praised the high court for a unanimous ruling that he said would bring the country together. And then he urged the justices to go further.
Presidents have to be given total immunity.
Trump says a commander-in-chief needs to have a clear mind when making national security decisions.
Free of all terror that can be rained upon them when they leave office or even before they leave office.
The high court will hear arguments on Trump's immunity challenge to the federal January 6th case next month. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Today's decision likely will end any similar challenges in other states.
Colorado, Maine, Illinois. I think this opinion puts those to rest. At this point, none of those separate state decisions, whether by courts or by Secretary of State, as in Maine, to keep Trump off the ballot, can go into effect. So he will either be or remain on the ballot in every state. I don't think there's any way for a state to try to circumvent this ruling. At this point, any action has to be in the hands of Congress.
ABC News Supreme Court contributor Kate Shaw, a one-time high-ranking executive in the Trump Organization, was back in court today.
Alan Weisselberg, the former chief financial officer of former President Trump's family real estate company, arrived in handcuffs to a Manhattan, New York courtroom where he pleaded guilty to two felony counts of perjury. His plea is related to his testimony over the size of former President Trump's Fifth Avenue penthouse apartment. Weisselberg admits he lied when he downplayed his role in the apartment's valuation and knowingly misled investigators about his knowledge of the size of the apartment. Weisselberg turned 77 in August and is expected to be sent to a New York City jail for 5 months. Derek Dennis, ABC News, New York.
The FDNY is investigating white powder that was sent to New York State Attorney General Letitia James's office. Former Massachusetts National Guardsman Jack Texera gets 16 years in prison after pleading guilty to posting classified military information online. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The Supreme Court, as you just heard on ABC News, has ruled that former President Trump cannot be removed from Colorado's ballot because of the events of January 6th. This will likely have an impact on the pending case cases in other states as well. News Nation Washington correspondent Kelly Meyer is joining me now live to break it all down. Kelly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
So, Kelly, the justices all voted the same way, but they did so for different reasons. Explain what that's all about.
Yeah, I was actually just digging into this a little bit for our reporting on News Nation. Just, it was interesting, the women of the Supreme Court, including the three liberal justices and then the one conservative justice, Amy Coney Barrett, actually criticized the other justices, other five colleagues on this, for going a little too far by saying that only Congress can decide. But essentially all of them were in agreement that they were reversing Colorado's decision and siding with former President Trump on this, that it shouldn't be up to the states to decide whether a candidate is ineligible for the presidency. But what's also interesting now is you may see movement on Capitol Hill. We're already hearing about a House Democratic lawmaker that's working on legislation to try to bring this to Congress, though it's likely to not go anywhere in the House. It's a House Democrat bringing it up, but he says we have to try, is what he's saying.
So what happens now with those other states that have similar, they've also asked to remove Trump from the ballot?
Yeah, essentially, by effect of this decision, they also, it really kind of just erases the other concerns with what they did today with Colorado reversing their decision with the Colorado Supreme Court. They're saying that Trump can remain on that ballot and essentially the other ballots where states were weighing a similar move. So Trump celebrated this today. We heard from him coming out at Mar-a-Lago saying that this was a very important decision, very well crafted, he called it. And he said that he hopes it will unify the country, striking a more unifying message in his tone there, but also notably a bit more concerned about the next case about him that's in front of the Supreme Court. And that's on his immunity. And that's a bit more unclear about how the justices may go. This one, we were there a little over 3 weeks ago, heard from the justices during their oral arguments. It sounded as though they were skeptical of Colorado's decision. They seemed likely to side with Trump. We saw that today. This other case may be a bit different. We'll have to see what happens.
All right, Kelly, thanks so much for being with me.
Thank you.
Live on the KSL Newsline, News Nation Washington correspondent Kelly Meyer. KSL News Time, 12:19, traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Ricky?
Well, Valley Freeway traffic remains in good shape. Higher elevations, though, in especially Big Cottonwood Canyon, snowfall coming down. The plows have been out, but they're going to have to go again, take another swipe at that road. Just be aware, if you're traveling Big or Little Cottonwood, there are snow flurries, and some of those roads are getting snow covered. But right now, only a couple of accidents, one in West Jordan, 7800 South, 3800 West, and one downtown at North Temple, 100 West. Advanced Window Products, factory direct affordable windows. Call today. They're on their way. Financing available. Save now, pay later. AdvancedWindows.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast has the coldest of the next seven. Today, 38 the high. Chance for snow showers. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 46. Up to 51 with a chance for rain snow showers on Wednesday. Thursday, 46, mostly cloudy skies. We'll drop it back to 41, partly cloudy on Friday. Weekend looks warmer and drier, upper 40s, low 50s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 36 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Still to come on Utah's new news, we will check your money news. And looks like the financial markets are down today. A complete update coming up next.
Hi, this is Doug Wright with yet another great experiment you can try right there at home. I want you to take 4 bags of water softener salt. Lift 3 of the bags with one hand, good luck on that, and 1 bag with your other hand. Now, if you're like most people, you'll probably find that 3 bags of salt weigh about 3 times as much as 1 bag of salt. And that's an important thing to keep in mind when you're shopping for a water softener. You see, Kinetico of Utah, an authorized Kinetico dealer, their water softeners are so well designed, they use only 1 bag of salt for every 3 that other water softeners use. Now, I can't speak for you, but I'm not a fan of lower back pain, and as our little experiment has hopefully demonstrated, carrying that 1 bag of salt, it's a lot easier on your back than carrying 3. That's just one of the many reasons you should look into water softeners from Kinetico of Utah, an authorized Kinetico dealer. To learn more, call Kinetico of Utah, 801-576-8600, or go to softwaterutah.com.
I'm Jason Walton, candidate for U.S. Senate. I'm recording from the Tucson sector of our southern border, and nobody's here. Our government should defend our territory, but President Biden, Mitch McConnell, and career politicians are funding war in other countries while the cartels are waging unchecked war here on American soil. I'm standing up to build the wall, end catch and release, and secure the border. Stand with me. I'm Jason Walton, and I approve this message.
Paid for by friends of Jason Walton for Senate.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger.
for the ones who get it done.
It's a mystery where Old Spice finds its amazing scents like Himalayan sea salt, but I'm thrilled they have because no other body wash exfoliates and moisturizes 24/7 like Old Spice Gentleman's Himalayan Sea Salt Body Wash. Now, if only there was a mountain range separating the Indian subcontinent from the Tibetan plateau where I could hide my Old Spice and keep my family from stealing it, my impossibly smooth skin will finally be safe.
Getting help with electrical repairs is easier than you think. All you have to do is call AnyHour Services or schedule an appointment at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than AnyHour Services.
KSL News Time 1225. JetBlue, Spirit Airlines are calling it quits on a proposed merger. ABC's Mike Dubusky has more.
The merger was intended to shake up the industry status quo and boost competition in the airline market, according to JetBlue CEO Joanna Garrity. But after losing an antitrust lawsuit filed by six states, the District of Columbia, and the Justice Department, JetBlue and Spirit are terminating their merger agreement. As part of the termination, JetBlue will pay Spirit $69 million. The original agreement from 2022 was valued at $3.8 billion. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Watching Utah's money, the national debt is increasing by $1 trillion every 100 days. Analysts say the trend has been constant since last June. The debt total sits at $34.4 trillion today. The IRS is coming for high-income taxpayers today. The agency will be sending out at least 125,000 compliance letters to high earners that cheated on their taxes. Tax authorities say they have been cheated out of hundreds of millions of dollars. Krispy Kreme is celebrating the 2024 election by offering two free donuts on Super Tuesday. The donut maker says it wants to encourage voters to hit the polls and stop by for a donut. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 89 points, sitting at 38,999. S&P 500, it's down just by a fraction. The NASDAQ down by 30 points. A USU student is raising money for a school project to send floral arrangements to grieving pet owners.
Jace Lee Paul says this project is just a few weeks old, and already she's helped deliver 35 arrangements to families who have lost their beloved pets.
I've had a lot of friends, as well as myself, that I've had to put pets down, and I know how hard it can be, so I wanted to do something that kind of gave back to my community, as well as gave back to people who are having to face that difficult decision.
She hopes to one day expand to a full-fledged business. In the meantime, Jace Lee is relying on money raised on a GoFundMe account, Paws and Petals Project, and hopes to involve shelters and area vet hospitals. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Tomorrow's vote may seal the race for president.
The two major parties in Utah are taking opposite approaches.
Democrats will have a primary election.
United Utah Party and American Independent Party will also be having their caucuses.
It all begins by showing up. Caucus night is the opportunity to do that.
Super Tuesday, 16 states and territories vote, and more than 1,000 delegates are awarded. Listen for special coverage today and tomorrow. Plus, get analysis and reaction all day Wednesday. Utah's Super Tuesday Caucus on KSL News Radio.
Let's face it, nothing makes you look older than you really are than thinning hair. But what if you could not only increase your hair count, but promote new hair growth without surgery, without drugs with potential side effects, and without a prescription from your doctor? Well, now you can, thanks to a breakthrough new supplement called Hair Grow, provided by New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Europe. Hair Grow is now available in the U.S. Only Hair Grow contains Tokogaya, a powerful antioxidant that has received a U.S. patent. Multiple clinical studies show hair growth is safe and effective in promoting new hair growth. In one study, 95% of the patients using hair growth saw increased hair count. Don't lose more time and more hair. Try hair growth today to feel and look your best. Just go to newnordicusa.com or visit Walgreens or Amazon to purchase. Look younger and feel more confident with hair growth by New Nordic. At newnordicusa.com.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
Valley Freeway traffic looking good, even where we have some snowfall off and on. We are not seeing that it's taking a toll on any of the freeways, including I-15. Higher up, Big Cottonwood Canyon getting snow covered. Plows are out, but they're going to have to go through again. And a cleanup of a crash, 3800 West, 7800 South in West Jordan. With IFA's Crabgrass Preventer Plus Lawn Food, you'll stop those pesky weeds before they even start. It's the ultimate lawn owner power move. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
More than 10 below the normal today. We'll go for 38 for a high. Chance for snow showers. Overnight, 26 clearing skies. Tomorrow, 46 with partly cloudy skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, it's mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City, 36 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this half hour. The snow we saw this weekend is on its way out. Only light scattered showers could still happen this afternoon, but the storm contributed to what is proving to be a well above average snowpack this year. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
We're almost at the winter snowpack average of 16 inches of water. Right now, we're at about 15.4. Meteorologist with the National Weather Service, Hayden Mahan, says we weren't off to a good start. November and December almost hit record lows.
Those really prolonged wet and warm storms are what really kind of flipped the switch for us.
Mahan says all of the atmospheric rivers on the west coast helped increase our water totals fast, with rain in the valley and snow in the mountains. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Much of northern Utah, including Salt Lake City, hit the conditions for a code blue overnight. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce explains.
A code blue alert means temperatures or wind chills below 15 degrees for more than 2 hours in a 24-hour period. Calling the alert allows shelters to accommodate more homeless people.
For the 24 hours, starting at 8 this morning, code blue conditions are expected for much of northeastern Utah, from Cache all the way to Carbon and San Pete counties. This weekend's storm brought winds as strong as a Category 1 hurricane to the Great Salt Lake. The marina clocked a 90-mile-an-hour gust on Saturday. Category 1 storms top out at 95 miles per hour. Highway Patrol troopers have been dealing with dozens of crashes because of this weekend's winter weather. UHP says they handled 138 crashes on Utah's roads Sunday and more than 300 between Friday night and Saturday. Davis County drivers, get used to seeing more construction barrels. Today, UDOT is starting a new project on I-15 in Farmington.
Not only is UDOT going to turn Shepherd Lane into a new I-15 interchange, they're going to build a new road connecting drivers to 950 North and the soon-to-be Innovator Drive that'll run down to Park Lane by Jersey Mike's. UDOT spokesperson Mitch Shaw says all of this is going to make it easier to connect not only to I-15, but the West Davis Highway.
It's all kind of our effort to make our system as connective as possible and just make people's lives more convenient.
They'll also be building new pedestrian bridges and a pedestrian underpass underneath Park Lane. So if you're on the east side of town, you won't have to consider trying to hike without a sidewalk over Park Lane to get to the mall. Construction is set to last until the summer of 2026. In Farmington, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Registered Republicans in Utah will be gathering tomorrow to vote on which candidate they want to run as president. KSL at Night host Taylor Morgan says it's called a presidential preference vote.
Voters will be making that vote in private, on paper, and then they'll submit those votes to the precinct officers, and those will be tallied through proper protocol.
Morgan says many of the polling places will be in local schools. He's advising anyone planning to attend their local caucus to arrive early to figure out where you need to go before the vote starts at 7. KSL's top national stories. Former President Trump is applauding today's decision by the U.S. Supreme Court that allows him to stay on the primary election ballot in Colorado.
I want to start by thanking the Supreme Court for its unanimous decision today. It was a very important decision. We're very well crafted, and I think it will go a long way toward bringing our country together, which our country needs.
The court ruled the 14th Amendment does not allow states to disqualify a candidate for president. That ruling was 9-0. Vice President Kamala Harris is calling on Israel to do more to secure a ceasefire in Gaza. ABC's senior White House correspondent Selena Wang is in Washington with more.
She's not announcing any new policy changes there, but the way she's framing it and saying it, it is more severe, it is more forceful. Now, remember last week, the president has said that he was hopeful and he expected that by Monday, which is today, there would be a ceasefire deal. Now, on Friday, I'd asked the president if he was still expecting that timeline, and he said we are not there yet, but he's still hopeful and that nothing's done until it's done.
The vice president becomes the latest member of the Biden administration to put new pressure on Israel and Hamas to come to a deal. Other national stories KSL is following this hour. President Biden is announcing another step forward in the Medicare drug price discussion with several drug makers. ABC's M. Nguyen has more from the White House.
President Biden released the latest update on negotiations for Medicare drug prices and how chants are progressing, saying all 10 drugs selected have submitted counteroffers. The president in a statement said this takes the country one step closer to lowering health care costs for Americans. The administration started the negotiation process last month, saying this could continue through the 1st of August. If a new maximum price is agreed to, the new prices could take effect starting 2026. M. Nguyen, ABC News, the White House.
First look traffic. Let's check in now with Ricky Meese.
The road is snow covered again in Big Cottonwood Canyon. If you're going to be traveling up to the slopes, just be prepared for winter driving conditions. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
Utah's Super Tuesday Caucus.
Democrats, Republicans, here in the state of Utah, everybody can be part of the process.
Get action steps for you to caucus Tuesday night, Monday and Tuesday at 1:30. With Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
This Monday Tax Tip is brought to you by Susan Spears, CEO of the Utah Association of CPAs.
Did you know that you may be missing out on important deductions and credits if you don't correctly claim your dependents on your income taxes? Remember to provide Social Security numbers for your children or other dependents. If you are divorced, only one parent may claim the child as a dependent. If you both claim the same child as a dependent, the processing of your return will come to a screeching halt while the IRS works with the parties to straighten things out. Work with your CPA to streamline the process.
Get the most out of your income tax preparation when you hire a CPA. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. uacpa.org. Listen to KSL on Monday for more tax tips from the Utah Association of CPAs.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's New News. Recapping our top story, gun control advocates are asking Governor Cox to veto the school guardian bill, which would train someone on school campus to carry a gun. The bill was approved last week and allocated $100 million. KSL News Time, 1237. A new report shows that a third of Utah hospitals are not complying with price transparency laws. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson has the story.
Hospitals have been required to post a list of their prices for services since 2021, but Cynthia Fisher from patientrightsadvocate.org shows only a third of the hospitals they looked at across the country are in compliance.
When we can see prices, then it shifts the power to patients to be well-informed upfront about their health care decisions and their financial decisions.
Intermountain Health and Common Spirit Health are among those who have their prices listed as required, but HCA Healthcare is reportedly still on the naughty list. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
Two women in Goshen are facing criminal charges for falsely claiming the mayor was involved in human trafficking. Police say the women were harassing the mayor, demanding $1 million to stop the claims. They reportedly published letters with the claims and even put up posters around town claiming the area was deep in child trafficking. The weekend snowstorms have made backcountry skiing tempting, but also dangerous. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has more.
Utah Avalanche Center forecaster Craig Gordon says the danger level is moderate to considerable all along the Wasatch Front. That may not sound like a lot, but Gordon says each level gets exponentially more risky and more lethal. Gordon says the place to really take care in is in the Manti and Skyline area. That's in a high danger zone, meaning it's more likely than not an avalanche will occur.
You can find more forecasts on KSLNewsRadio.com. Spring is just around the corner, and that means it's pothole season. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more.
This time of year, we see a lot of potholes on Utah's roads. John Gleason with UDOT says water seeps into cracks in the roads and then freezes.
You know, the freeze-thaw cycle can really accelerate potholes.
Over the winter, maintenance crews have had to do temporary solutions for the potholes, but warmer weather will allow them to put permanent fixes into place. Gleason says their goal is to do so without too much disruption to the flow of traffic. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 12:39. Speaking of traffic, traffic and weather together, it's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. And Ricky Meese seeing snow on the roads.
Oh, yeah. And this is the higher elevations, but particularly Big Cottonwood Canyon. That road is getting snow covered. Plows have already been out once. They're probably going to take another swipe at the road. Be aware of that if you're traveling to the slopes. A KSL traffic trooper saying the Powder Mountain Road is slick and snow-packed and blocked at the top. Maybe a spot that not all vehicles can traverse unless you have chains. That's what that one, that's what that trooper is recommending. Valley Freeway traffic, the good news is you're good to go. We're actually looking at a good drive there. We still have the cleanup of an accident, 3800 West, 7800 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The last piece of our storm system over the weekend will slide through today. That'll keep snow showers in play, high of only 38. Overnight, 26 clearing skies. For tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds. 46 the high. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City and 36 degrees. Coming up on Utah's new news, an intense weekend with lots of rain, wind, snow. We'll talk to the National Weather Service on how much we got and how much more is still in the forecast. That's next, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
New home for the new year? Sounds nice, doesn't it? What about new lowered rates? Now's the time to step into a gorgeous new Nielsen home with less commute times, easy access, and with rates that have dropped more significantly than all year. Less really is more in this case. Less maintenance, less commute, and less money per month. Move north with Nielsen Homes. Choose from beautiful townhomes to Rambler communities for all stages of life. Most of all, Nielsen Homes are move-in ready and close to what you love and enjoy with easy commutes. Nielsen Homes has been building across the Wasatch Front for over 45 years, accommodating all the things you need combined with the things you love. Make sure to ask about special savings. Experience your new home for the new year. Visit Nielsen Homes Communities at NielsenHomes.com. N-I-L-S-O-N Homes.com. That's NielsenHomes.com.
American energy is under attack. Joe Biden has waged a war on American natural resources and made it harder to produce affordable, reliable, and clean energy right here in Utah. Our energy prices are already going up. Biden's policies will make it worse. But Republican John Curtis has our back. There is no greater supporter of unleashing American energy than John Curtis. John Curtis knows our abundant natural resources help keep us free and safe, powers our economy, keeps the lights on, and keeps Utah on the move. John Curtis is Utah tough. He's taken the fight to Joe Biden and the Washington politicians who all want to hurt American energy. And now we need a conservative to take the fight to the United States Senate. We need Republican John Curtis. A strong defender of American energy dominance in the fight for us.
Paid for by ClearPath Action Fund. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
Guys, did you know your testosterone affects everything in your system, including how you feel and perform every day? Right now, Revive Men's Health Salt Lake City will check your testosterone for free. Knowing your T levels is the first step in understanding if you have low T. Your testosterone level impacts your energy, libido, sleep, weight, hair loss, mood, and even ED. Maintaining an appropriate T level can change your whole life. Most men start to see changes in their hormone levels in their 30s. Experience and results matter. So what are you waiting for? Get your T levels checked today by local, experienced, and trusted men's health experts. They've helped thousands of men since 2011. They're so confident they can help you, they even guarantee it. Call Revive today and schedule your free testosterone test, free exam, and free consultation. Call Revive Men's Health at 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit RevivemensHealth.com.
Dave and Debbie.
I want our listeners to feel like they have an advocate, that they have somebody that's going to fight for them, challenge the status quo or the pithy soundbite. We have a unique job where we have access to interviews and people that not everyone has. We take that seriously. So if we do feel like we're getting a spin, then we can challenge it. I love it when people tell me, I was just thinking about that question that you asked. I'm glad you asked that question. That's like the height of compliment.
I want our listeners to feel empowered to use the information that they've learned on the Dave and Dujanovic Show to help their families, to help make good decisions, help investigate other avenues to maybe protect their family's safety or protect their family's money. I'm hopeful our show leaves our listeners with a sense of empowerment so they can make the best decision possible for themselves and for their families.
Listen for Dave and Dujanovic 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The Gun Violence Protection Center of Utah, alongside educators and members of the community who have been affected by school shootings, spoke against the bill that incentivizes teachers to carry or secure a gun at school. I'm KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera.
Second, this weekend's workplace shooting is now being called a murder-suicide. Salt Lake City police say they believe Miller Bin shot and killed Hay Lee before turning the gun on himself at Varex Imaging. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
A good drive on the Valley freeways, no accidents or delays. A snow-covered road in Big Cottonwood Canyon. And if you're traveling higher elevations, such as Summit County, snow still coming down in areas there. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
38 with a chance for snow showers today, then drier and warmer tomorrow. I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 36 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Former President Trump on a ruling today by the U.S. Supreme Court. The justices overturning a decision by Colorado's highest court to remove him from the ballot, citing the insurrection clause in the 14th Amendment.
You cannot take somebody out of a race. The voters can take the person out of the race very quickly. But a court shouldn't be doing that, and the Supreme Court saw that very well.
The ruling comes one day before Super Tuesday, and it likely ends any similar cases in other states. Former Trump Organization CFO Alan Weisselberg pleaded guilty today to perjury for his testimony in Mr. Trump's New York civil fraud trial. Jack Teixeira, sentenced to 16 years in prison. The former Massachusetts Air National Guardsman pleaded guilty to posting classified military secrets online. The European Union fining Apple $2 billion, accusing it of breaking the country's antitrust laws. This is ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. We started it the weekend with intense gale force winds, and we ended it with inches of snow. National Weather Service forecaster Alex DeSmet joins me now live to talk about it. Boy, Alex, when that storm moved in on Saturday afternoon, that was a whopper.
Yeah, it sure was. At one point, to illustrate how strong the cold front was, temperatures were in the 20s on the west side of Utah Lake, in the 50s on the east side of Utah Lake, in the span of a couple of miles. So, yeah, we saw temperatures fall 20 degrees in about an hour, and we quickly got 3 to 6 inches of snow across many of the northern valleys with all kinds of thunder snow as well.
Was that just on Saturday, that much snow? How much snow did we receive for the weekend?
Yeah, for the weekend, we had another round of snow yesterday morning as well that didn't put down quite as much. So, yeah, generally 3 to 6 inches across our northern valleys. Benches got more, and central Utah got in on the act as well in the second half of the weekend and overnight last night with 6 to 12 inches of snow. The San Pete area, about a foot. Oak City, just under a foot. Salina, about 9 inches as well.
Wow. Let's talk about the wind for just a minute. You mentioned it, but there were gusts as strong as a Category 1 hurricane. What were some of the top wind speeds and spots?
Yeah, that's right. Milford had a wind gust to 78 miles per hour, which would be in that Category 1 hurricane strength range. And at the Salt Lake City, the Salt Lake Marina, rather, on the south end of the Ocres, there was a peak wind gust there to 90 miles per hour on Saturday. 64 miles per hour was the peak here at the Salt Lake International Airport.
So how unusual is that?
That was the strongest, most widespread wind event since at least 2021. We saw kind of a similar event in October of 2021.
Yeah, it feels like we don't usually see those kinds of winds in the middle of winter.
Yeah, it's just the nature of you know, a strong atmospheric river that came in off the west coast combined with that strong low pressure and strong cold front. And you're right, we tend to see those more in the fall and in the springtime. We're coming into spring, though, but yeah, I agree. It was a little bit earlier than what we would typically see such a wind event.
Okay, so we're coming into spring. Are we going to still continue to see more snow? What can we expect this week?
Yes, we are. Similar weak areas of low pressure, similar to what we saw today, will be coming through. We've got a few of those lined up here through the end of the work week. So that'll bring us some periodic snow showers, especially in the mountains. We don't see any major snowstorms on the horizon through Friday, but several rounds of lighter snowfall events in store for us.
So nothing like we saw for the weekend.
Nothing like that. That's right.
All right, Alex, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is National Weather Service forecaster Alex DeSmet joining me live. Let's check your traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. And Ricky Meese is seeing snow in those higher elevations.
Yeah, and I've been waiting for this notification, and it has just come down. Restrictions now in place for Big Cottonwood Canyon in both directions. And that means all vehicles must have approved traction devices to travel in that canyon. Due to the snowfall that's coated the road in the last, I'd say, half an hour, 45 minutes. So again, it's a snowy drive in Big Cottonwood. In the valley, we still have a great drive on the freeways with no problems reported there or on the main secondaries. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast on the chilly side today. 38 degrees with a chance for snow showers. 46 tomorrow, partly cloudy. We'll then go 51 on Wednesday. Yes, warmer, but a chance for some rain, snow showers. 46 mostly cloudy for Thursday. Friday, 41, partly cloudy. Up to the upper 40s and low 50s for both Saturday and Sunday with some sunshine and clouds. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 36 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Taking a quick check of the market, some improvements in the last half hour. Now the Dow's the only one that's down and not down by a whole lot. We'll check your money news coming up next.
When the weather warms up, it's like a stampede, except instead of dust stirred up by hundreds of hooves, it's a cascade of phone calls to Advanced Window Products. This is Jeff Kaplan. Soon as the sun shines and the snow's gone, people want new windows and frames from Utah's number one custom window maker, and the wait for installation grows longer. But right now, you can get near the front of the line by calling for a quote and get $2,500 off when you purchase 10 windows or more. That's on top of the incredible savings for the highest quality double pane windows and frames, any style, any color. See, at Advanced Window Products, they actually build the windows here in Utah, they install the windows, and they guarantee them for life. There's no middleman, and they can pass the savings on to you. They even offer buy now, pay later. So get in before the wait grows longer and get the $2,500 off. Get your new windows this spring. Make the call. Advanced Window Products, 801-850-9100. That's 801-850-9100. Or visit AdvancedWindowsUSA.com.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Jeff Kaplan.
I'm energized by breaking news. First of all, because it's right now, and second of all, because in many cases, the audience needs to know. There's no more important service that we can provide, and I find it critically important to get more details to the audience as quickly as possible. There's nothing more energizing than that for me. Not at all. The most important thing we do is breaking news. I am gratified that so many people listen to me every afternoon on KSL, but what they don't know is that there are so many people behind the scenes making it happen, checking on the traffic, answering the phones, making the calls, talking to the newsmakers. They're out in the street, into the field to get the raw information, and then putting it all together so that I can sit in front of a microphone and be a source of information every afternoon. But there are so many people who make it happen. That's what you don't know.
Ride home with Jeff Kaplan. Days 3 to 7 on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 12:54. The nation's first over-the-counter birth control pill will be on store shelves this month. ABC's Sherry Preston has more on the costs.
Under the Affordable Care Act, birth control is supposed to be free, but that's always been when a doctor prescribes it. The question becomes then, what happens when the nation's first over-the-counter birth control, called O-Pill, becomes available later this month? The company that manufactures it says the cost has been set at $19.99 a month or $89.99 for a six-month supply, but who covers the cost could depend on your insurance plan and which state you live in.
Even before that, U of U Health says in Utah you can get birth control without a doctor's prescription by visiting a pharmacy and having the pharmacist do your evaluation. Watching Utah's money, Chicago and Houston are being called the most financial distressed cities in America. A Wallet Hub analysis looked at the number of bankruptcy filings, credit scores, and accounts in forbearance, determining the cities with the most people worried about money. The European Union is fining Apple nearly $2 billion for unfairly favoring its own music streaming service over rivals. The EU claims Apple broke the law by restricting developers from informing customers about alternative, cheaper music services available. It is the third biggest antitrust fine that the EU has commissioned. If you've ever wanted IHOP and Applebee's at the same time, well, you're in luck. A dining company is looking at launching dual-brand restaurants in the U.S. The CEO says the prototype has been successful in several other countries, or counties, rather, and they share space, which helps with efficiency. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by just 4 points at this hour, sitting at 39,082. S&P is up by 11, the NASDAQ up by 10 points. Educators at Highland High School have created the district's first STEP team.
It began with Miss Tiffany Rasmussen, a lifelong Utah, 10-year veteran teacher and Black Student Union advisor who listened.
Black students come to me and say, look, we're not making the cheer team, we're not making the dance team. We really feel like we don't have a voice here and we're not seen.
With the full support of BSU co-chair Deirdre Strait, whose own kids once roamed those halls, and coaches Christine Slade and Chris McKinley, who donate their own time, brought STEP back to Utah. Last seen in the 90s in the Ogden district.
It's just been a real privilege to be a part of seeing these kids participate and grow and gain confidence and explore their heritage and explore different cultures as well.
Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Derek Overstreet, founder of the New Millennium Group. We're a financial planning firm. Listen, we're fiduciaries. We have advisors standing by right now to take your call. That's 888-999-6370. 888-999-6370. The reason you're going to want to call is we're going to help you retire 3 to 5 years before you thought possible. Now, imagine how that would be if you could actually retire 3 to 5 years sooner than your plan was. The way we do this is by putting together a step-by-step plan, taking into consideration any rental properties that you have, any pension income that you have, your Social Security. Listen, we put that all together for you in writing. It will allow us to build your income based on inflation. You know, inflation has been rapidly rising. You and I both need a plan that whatever we start out our income at, in 5 or 10 years, we're going to need 40% more income. So if you're one of those people listening and you'd like a plan in writing, give us a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to utahsfinancialplanner.com.
Intermountain Medical Center in Murray, LDS Hospital in Salt Lake City, and Utah Valley Hospital in Provo are ranked among the 2023 list for best cancer hospitals in the nation by Newsweek magazine, with a high level of comprehensive personalized care and treatment they provide. Intermountain Cancer Center locations provide an integrated, personalized approach to cancer treatment care, close to home for patients throughout the Intermountain West, as well as telehealth services. Brought to you by Intermountain Health and KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 12:59. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. And here's Ricky Meese.
Snowplows went through again in Big Cottonwood Canyon, and they have been able to make a good dent on clearing that roadway. However, restrictions are in place for Big Cottonwood only in both directions. Valley Freeway traffic still looking good with no other problems. For a limited time, open a 12-month certificate from Cypress Credit Union and get 5.25% APY. Learn more at any branch or visit cypresscu.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And showers lingering for the first half of the week. Today's high only 38. We will jump up nearly 10 degrees for tomorrow, up to 46 and 51 on Wednesday, but still with that 30% chance of lingering showers. Then on Thursday, looks like it starts to clear out by Friday, clear 41 degrees, and then over the weekend we might get back up into the 50s. Right now, 36 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.